This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, when you become Satapratan, number wise, the force of natural calamities of destruction will increase and this old world will end. Question. By making which effort can you effort makers attain the full inheritance from the Father? Answer. In order to claim your full inheritance, first of all, make the Father your heir. That is, surrender whatever you have to the Father. 1. Make the Father your child and you will claim a right to your full inheritance. 2. Become completely pure and you will receive your full inheritance. If you have not become completely pure, you will receive a small reward after experiencing punishment. Om Shanti. You children must not just sit in remembrance of one. You have to sit in remembrance of all three. Although they are all the one, you know that he is the Father, the teacher, and also the Satguru. He has come to take us all back. Only you understand this new aspect. You children know that all of those others who teach devotion and read scriptures are human beings. That one cannot be called a human being. That one is incorporeal, and he sits here and teaches incorporeal souls. You souls listen through your bodies. This knowledge should remain in your intellects. You are now sitting in remembrance of the Unlimited Father. The Unlimited Father has said, "Spiritual children, remember me, and your sins will be cut away." It is not a question of the scriptures, etc. here. You know that the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. He is such a great teacher. He is the highest on high, so he enables you to claim the highest on high status. When you become Satapratan, number-wise, according to the efforts you make, the war will begin. There will also be natural calamities. You definitely have to have remembrance. There should also be all of this knowledge in your intellects. The Father only comes once, at the most auspicious confluence age, and explains to you for the new world. Even little children can remember the Father. You are sensible, and you know that by remembering the Father, your sins will be absolved, and you will receive a high status from the Father. You also know that the status Lakshmi and Narayan received for the new world was received from Shiv Baba. Lakshmi and Narayan went around the cycle of 84 births and have now become Brahma and Saraswati. They will then become Lakshmi and Narayan. They are now making effort. You have this knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world. You would no longer bow down in blind faith in front of the deity idols. People go in front of the idols of the deities and prove themselves to be impure. They say, "You are full of all virtues, whereas we are sinful and vicious and have no virtues." You yourselves are becoming like the ones you used to sing the praise of. You ask, Baba, when did reading the scriptures, etc., begin? And the father says, from the time the kingdom of Ravan began. All of those things are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. While you sit here, your intellect should imbibe all of this knowledge. You souls will carry these sanskars. You will not carry the sanskars of devotion away with you. Those who have the sanskars of devotion will take birth to human beings in the old world. That too is necessary. Your intellects have to rotate the cycle of this knowledge. Together with that, you also have to remember Baba. Baba is our father too. If you remember the father, your sins will be absolved. Baba is also our teacher, so the study would enter our intellects. We also have this knowledge of the world cycle in our intellects, through which we become the rulers of the globe. The pilgrimage of remembrance took place. Om Shanti. Knowledge and devotion. The Father is called the ocean of knowledge. He knows everything about devotion, when it began and when it will end. Human beings do not know this. Only the Father comes and explains all of this. In the Golden Age, you deities were the masters of the world. There was no mention of devotion there. There wasn't a single temple there. All were just deities. Later, when the world becomes half old, that is, when 2,500 years have passed, when it is the confluence of the silver and copper ages, Ravan comes. There definitely has to be a confluence. Ravan comes at the confluence of the silver and copper ages, when the deities fall onto the path of sin. No one apart from you knows this. The Father comes at the confluence of the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age, whereas Ravan comes at the confluence of the silver and copper ages. That confluence cannot be called a beneficial confluence. That confluence can only be called unbeneficial. Only the Father is named the benevolent, beneficial one. The unbeneficial age begins with the copper age. The Father is the living seed. He has the knowledge of the whole tree. If those seeds were living, they would explain how trees emerge from them. However, because they are non-living, they are not able to say anything. We can understand that by a seed being sown, a small plant first emerges. Then it grows and begins to give fruit. However, only the living one can tell you everything. In the world nowadays, people continue to do all sorts of things. They continue to invent things. They try to go to the moon. You now hear about all of those things. They go up so high, hundreds of thousands of miles, to the moon to do research and find out what that place is. They go so deep into the ocean to try to find out about it, but they cannot reach its end. There is just water and more water. They go up high in aeroplanes, and so they need to have enough petrol to go there and also come back. The sky is unlimited, and the ocean is also unlimited. Just as that one is the unlimited ocean of knowledge, so that is an unlimited ocean of water. The element of sky is also unlimited. The earth too is unlimited. You can keep going. Below the ocean there is land. On what are the mountains standing? On the earth. They dig the earth and the mountains emerge, and below that there is also water. The ocean too is on land. No one can reach the end of the water and the land. You would not say that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the unlimited Father, is infinite, even though people say that God is infinite and that Maya is infinite. However, you understand that God cannot possibly be infinite, but yes, this sky is infinite. There are the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky. They all become Tamopratan. Souls too become Tamopratan, and then the Father comes and makes them Satopratan. Souls are so tiny and they take 84 births. This cycle continues to turn. This is an eternal play which has no end. It continues eternally. If you could say when it began, it would then also have an end. However, you have to explain how the new world begins and how it then becomes old. This is a cycle of 5,000 years that continues to turn. You now know this, but those people have simply written lies. It is written in the scriptures that the duration of the Golden Age is many hundreds of thousands of years. Therefore, when people hear that, they consider it to be the truth. They don't know when God will come and give his own introduction. Because of not knowing this, and until you explain to them, they will continue to say that 40,000 years of the Iron Age still remain. You have now become instruments to explain to them that the duration of each cycle is 5,000 years, not hundreds of thousands of years. There is so much paraphernalia on the path of devotion. When people have money, they spend so much. The Father says, "I depart after giving you so much wealth." The unlimited Father would definitely give you the unlimited inheritance. You receive happiness through that, and your lifespans are long too. The Father says to you, children, "My beloved children, may you have a long life." There your lifespans are 150 years and death never comes to you. The Father gives you a blessing and makes your lives long. You will remain immortal. There will not be untimely death there. You remain very happy there, and that is why it is called the Land of Happiness. The lifespans are long, and you also receive a lot of wealth and a lot of happiness. From being poverty-stricken, you become crowned. This is in your intellects. The Father comes to establish the deity religion. That will definitely be a small tree. There is just one religion, one kingdom, and one language there. That is called peace in the world. We are actors of the whole world. No one in the world knows this. If they did know this, they would be able to tell us when we began to play our parts. The Father is now explaining to you children. There is a song that goes, "From no one else can you receive all the things you receive from Baba. He gives you the whole earth and sky and the kingdom of the whole world." This Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world, and then all the kings that came later were kings of Bharat. It is sung, the things that Baba gives us cannot be given by anyone else. The Father himself comes and enables us to attain that. So all of this knowledge should remain in your intellects, so that you can explain to anyone. You have to understand that much. Who is able to explain? Those who are free from bondage. When someone comes to Baba, Baba asks, "How many children do you have?" They say, "I have 5 children of my own, and the 6th child is Shiv Baba. And so he is definitely the oldest child of all." If you belong to Shiv Baba, then Shiv Baba will make you his child and make you into a master of the world. Children become heirs. Lakshmi and Narayan are full heirs of Shiv Baba. In their previous birth, they gave everything they had to Shiv Baba. So the children surely have to receive the inheritance. Baba said, "Make me your heir, and let there not be anyone else." You say, "Baba, all of this is yours, and everything of yours is mine. You give me the sovereignty of the whole world, because I gave you everything I had." This is fixed in the drama. Arjuna was shown a vision of destruction and also the four-armed image. Arjuna is not someone else. This one had those visions. "Look, I am receiving this kingdom, and so why should I not make Shiv Baba my heir? He then makes me his heir. This is a very good deal." He didn't ask anyone for anything. This one gave away everything in an incognito way. This is called an incognito donation. What did anyone know of what happened to him? Some people thought that he had adopted disinterest and perhaps become a sannyasi. So these daughters also say, "I have 5 children of my own, and I will make that one my other child." This one placed everything in front of Baba, through which many people were served. When everyone else saw Baba, they had the same thought, and so they renounced their homes and came running to Baba. It was from that time that upheaval began. They showed the courage of leaving their homes and families. It is written in the scriptures that a furnace, Bhatti, had to be created because they definitely needed solitude. No one apart from the Father should be remembered. Let there not be any remembrance of any friends or relatives, etc., either, because souls that have become impure definitely have to be made pure. The Father says, while living at home with your families, become pure. There is difficulty because of this. They used to say, "This knowledge is such that it starts a quarrel between husband and wife, because if one of them becomes pure and the other one doesn't, there would be violence." all of those people experienced being beaten because this was suddenly something new. Everyone was amazed and asked, "What has happened that so many have run away?" People didn't have any understanding, but said there was definitely some power. There had never been a time before when everyone left their homes and ran away. All of those things were the divine activities of Shiv Baba in the drama. Some even ran away empty-handed. That too is in the play. They ran away, leaving their homes and families behind. They didn't remember anything else at all, but just had their bodies with which they had to do all of the work. Souls have to be made pure with the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only then can souls go back home pure. Impure souls cannot go to heaven. It is not the law. Only pure souls are needed in the land of liberation. There are so many obstacles in becoming pure. Previously, no one was forbidden to go to spiritual gatherings, etc. They would go anywhere they wanted. Here, because of purity, there were obstacles. You understand that you cannot go back home without becoming pure. There would be punishment through Dharamraj. Then a small reward would be received. If you don't have to experience punishment, you will receive a good status. This is something to be understood. The father says, "Sweet children, you have to come to me. You have to shed those old bodies and return home as pure souls. Then, when the five elements have become new and Satyabhritan, you will receive new Satyabhritan bodies. Everything will be turned over and become new. Just as Baba comes and sits in this one, so too this soul will go and sit in the palace of a womb without any difficulty. Then when it is time, he will come out, and it will be as though there is a flash of light all around, because the soul is pure." All of this is fixed in the drama. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. In order to make your soul pure, stay in a bhati in solitude. Do not remember any friends or relatives, only the one father. 2. Keep all of this knowledge in your intellect. Become free from bondage and serve others. Make a true bargain with the father. Just as the father gave everything away in an incognito way, so too make an incognito donation. Blessing. May you be a conqueror of Maya and watch the games of the fearsome forms of Maya as a detached observer. Those who welcome Maya do not become afraid on seeing any fearsome form of Maya. When you watch that game as a detached observer, you enjoy yourself because externally Maya has the form of a lion, but she doesn't have as much strength as even a cat. It is just that you become afraid and make her into a big thing by thinking, what can I do? How will this happen? However, remember the lesson of whatever is happening is good, and whatever is to happen will be even better. Watch the game as a detached observer, and you will become a conqueror of Maya. Slogan: those who are tolerant do not become jealous on seeing anyone's nature. They listen to wasteful matters with one ear and let it out of the other. Om Shanti.